أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبث فيهم ألف سنة إلا خمسين عاما فأخذهم الطوفان وهم ظالمون. فأنجيناه وأصحاب السفينة وجعلناها آية للعالمين. وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه اعبدوا الله واتقوه ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا وتخلقون إفكا إن الذين تعبدون من دون الله لا يملكون لكم رزقا فابتغوا عند الله الرزق واعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been discussing different aspects of the difficulties that the mu'mineen and the believers had gone through in Makkah Mukarramah, the different kinds of people, the believers, and then there were those who were munafiqeen, there were those who disbelieved, that tried to persuade the believers from leaving their iman. And in these ayat that follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the difficulties that the people of the past had gone through, and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them najat. Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam had come to the people imposed difficulties, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them salvation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them the final success in this world, and obviously the eternal success of the hereafter. The first of these incidents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, although very very briefly. But some of the commentators, like the commentator here, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, has made a very pertinent point. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gone through difficulties in Makkah Mukarramah, and then they had to leave Makkah and go to Abyssinia, Ethiopia, and that entire region, and that had to be done by boat, by ship, by sea. And the first of those Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam that also had to leave their own hometown was Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, and that also he had to do with the ark. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here draws that similarity to show us that the difficulties that this ummah had gone through, the difficulties that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through, was the total difficulties of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam put together. وَلَقَدْ رَسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Certainly, we had sent Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam ila qawmihi, to his people. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Then Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam remained amongst his people for a period of 1,000 years. إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا, except 50 years. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to narrate that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam had been given nubuwat at the age of 40. And then for 950 years, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam had persistently, continuously invited his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat granted him salvation via the ark. That ark Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought to Mount Judi. And then thereafter, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam remained in this earth, in this world, for a period of 60 years thereafter. So 950, the 40 years before and the 60 years thereafter was 1050 years, the lifespan of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. This is of course according to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Other commentators have given other numbers. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. The tufan, the floods had seized the people. وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. They were disbelievers, they were transgressors, they were sinners. They opposed Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam in various ways, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seized them. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ. And the real consequences of the whole thing was that they were destroyed, but Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, he had gained salvation. We had saved him. وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَا. And the people of the ship. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we made the ship, the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, a sign, a token for the people of the world. According to some, there are some narrations that when this ark had come to Mount Judith, that ark remained for a long period of time, and people would see this and it would remind them of the salvation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the destruction of the people. The next Nabi again very briefly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes here, wa Ibrahim, and we sent Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ عَبُدُ اللَّهِ, when he said to his people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاتَّقُوا فِي اللَّهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى, do not transgress and do not break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, that is best for you if only you knew, إِنَّمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا, certainly you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala different kinds of idols, wa takhluquna ifka, and you have invented and with your own hands fabrication, and you have lied with regards to these idols that they are God themselves. Inna alladhina ta'buduna min dunillah, certainly those things and those people that you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yamlikuna lakum rizqa, they do not have the ability, they do not have the power of sustenance. They cannot sustain you. If you want sustenance, فَبْتَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ رِزْقًا وَاعْبُدُوهُ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ, then search your sustenance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want your rosy, search your sustenance by Allah. That is why some of the commentators used to explain, and if you look at it, this is the reality. People, and mostly, people leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of sustenance, because of this material world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, Allah save us, our children, our families, the ummah. But people leave the deen even today because of sustenance. They will become Christians and they will follow other creeds and other religions because of grossly hampers, because of financial constraints and difficulties. And this is the point that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings here, that everyone else and everything else does not give you your sustenance. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Bring this iman that our sustenance and our rozi is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wabtaghu 'inda Allahi rizq, let us search for our sustenance by Allah Rabbul Izzat, wa'buduhu, worship only Allah Rabbul Izzat, washkuru lah, and become appreciative and become thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ilayhi turja'un, and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your return. And when that reminder comes to us constantly, inshallah, we will remain steadfast on the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.